is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have lots to discuss this week. We have our first team in the WHL Championship Series for the Ed Chanel Cup. The Edmonton Oil Kings are through as Eastern Conference champions. We'll have more on that in a second. Kamloops has been awarded the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. The news came ahead of Game 5 of the Western Conference Championship Series. We'll take you back inside a Wild Sandman Center. And some WHL and CHL history last week when North Vancouver's Chloe Primorano was selected in the 13th round of the WHL Prospects Draft by the Vancouver Giants. Chloe will join the show later on to talk about the trailblazing moment. First up, the city of Kamloops and the Kamloops Blazers will host the 2023 Memorial Cup presented by Kia May 26th to June 4th at the Sandman Center. The announcement was made prior to Game 5 with a video message from the Blazers ownership group.
Hey guys, Shane Doan here.
Jerome McGinley here.
Daryl Sador here.
Hey guys, and also we got some extremely exciting news.
We have some exciting news.
I want to congratulate you guys and the city of Kamloops.
We've won the bid for the Memorial Cup.
Blazers will host the event for the first time in 28 years, dating back to 1995 when they hosted and won the tournament. Well, CHL President Dan McKenzie was on hand for the announcement. He's our guest this week.
Yeah, first of all, John, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here in Kamloops. It's my first time, as we were chatting about, in the city. And to have, you know, given everything that everyone's been through over the last couple of years, to be able to finally, you know, have some news like this for the city of Kamloops, we're really excited to be having named them as the host city for the 2023 Memorial Cup.
I know there was a lot of due diligence done to finally make the announcement here. Let's talk about what went into it and what intrigued the CHL about having the event 28 years removed from the last time it was here in 1995.
So as you know we do move the hosting of the event around. So this year it was being hosted in the Quebec Major Junior League. So the WHL, it was WHL's turn in 2023. We're a little bit behind because of COVID. So, but we ended up going out in December with some intents to bid, and we got multiple intents to bid back, and went through the process. And Kamloops did a really good job on their bid, the bid they submitted. Norm Daly, who was sort of the lead host of the bid committee, him and his team did a great job. And I think, you know, if we had to sort of dig in a bit on why Kamloops, I think there's probably a few factors. One, you know, I know Kamloops is the tournament capital of Canada. And, you know, facilities, you know, are a big part of it. So when you combine the, you know, the arena and the state of the Sandman Center, as well as, you know, the infrastructure around it in terms of hotels and strong volunteer base, et cetera, really, from a technical perspective, the bid was very strong. And then you combine that with, you know, the quality of the hockey team, and we're gonna witness some of that. I think we're witnessing it right now in this series. They've got a really good core of players who a good chunk are going to be back next year, and so that the team is going to be really strong, and that's always a factor when you're looking at a host city. And then I'd say the final piece was just, and something that we've been focusing on, especially this year out in St. John, is really, you know, what the event can mean for the city and the community, and really in terms of legacy building and helping have sport be a positive driver of change in the city. And so we're kind of working through that right now with what that's going to look like in Kamloops, but. We're pretty excited about the opportunities there, too. So when you add all those three components together, you know, Kamloops was a pretty obvious choice for us.
I'll add another one. We look outside the window. It's 22 degrees outside right now, and there's Mount Peter and Paul. We got the Thompson River behind us. A very nice place to be, I think, in Canada come the end of May and the beginning of June.
Yeah, and that's a part of it as well, right? So for us, the Memorial Cup presented by Kia really is our... it's our marquee event, and so we do a lot of hosting of sponsors and broadcasters and business partners and all, you know, teams and fans from all across the CHL. And so being in a place that is a destination like Kamloops, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a, you know, probably the perfect kind of place for us to be able to host.
It's been a challenge for sure for everybody. Kamloops was in the process for 2020. It did not get awarded. COVID claimed the last two Memorial Cups, but finally back on track to award the cup in St. John. It's been a challenging year across the CHL. It really has. Each league has had their separate COVID shutdowns. So where are we at as we get set now? I guess we are a month away from the Memorial Cup in St. John.
We are, and we're again. I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying this. We're really excited to get to the finish line, and I'm personally, I'm really excited in that I haven't had the opportunity yet to present the Memorial Cup. So from a personal perspective, it's going to be fun to be able to do that in St. John. Things are on track in St. John. The city and the organizing committee out there, the Sea Dogs, have been doing just a phenomenal job on getting ready. The theme in St. John is One for All. That's if you end up getting out there for the event, you'll see that. And, it's going to be a real, we know the tournament is shaping up to be outstanding. Each of the leagues has been really competitive this year. And, we're going to see a couple of great teams tonight play. I mean, the whoever comes out of the Western Hockey League is going to be really tough to beat. Ontario's got a couple of really strong options. And the Q is a little bit behind in terms of their scheduling just because of the way COVID hit that league. But they'll be ready to go. And then you've got St. John, who's also got a really strong and veteran team. So the hockey is going to be great. But in St. John, I think the One for All theme is going to come to life in terms of not just a great hockey tournament, but outside the rink, there's going to be concerts every night. There's going to be legacy projects that are going to leave behind a legacy in the city. There's going to be speaker series every night, every day around diversity and inclusion and how sport can be a real driver of positive change. So all those things combined is going to be it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully the weather will be nice in late June. It'll be late May next year in Kamloops. It'll actually be right around about a year. It might even be on the day. We'll be dropping the puck, so it's going to be exciting.
That's great. And I think of the organization here in Kamloops and the history they have, and they were part of the presentation with Jerome McGinley and Scott Niedermeyer, just to name two, along with Tom Gallardi. And you think of the fact that they hosted in 95. A lot has changed since 95 around here. You have the Marquee Hotel and a couple of nice lounges across the street. But when you factor in the history that it's been 28 years here for Kamloops, so it's been a pretty good franchise in the CHL, how much did the whole historical aspect weigh in to award it to Kamloops?
Well, across the CHL, there's lots of marquee teams, right? And lots of history, and Kamloops, the Kamloops Blazers fit very nicely into that group of teams that has that history. So having an owner like Tom Gallardi, be sort of a lead on the bid process, along with, distinguished alumni like the gentleman you mentioned, it matters, and history matters, and I think that all played into the decision to grant the event to Kamloops.
It's going to be a great event here. When can fans expect ticket packages to start building? I know we have to get through this Memorial Cup probably, but when does sort of that planning and that side go?
So what fans will find will tonight, after making the announcement, fans can go on to chl.ca. There'll be a microsite where they can provide their information, and they'll get on a waiting list. And then I'm going to say we're just working with the Blazers right now on exactly when tickets are going to go on sale vis-a-vis not just the Memorial Cup but also Blazers tickets for next year. And my guess is that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
That's great. Well, you picked a great night to do this here in front of a big crowd and a couple of really good teams here in Game 5 of the WHL Western Conference Championship. But we'll invite you back to Kamloops here in a year from now, and everybody, I'm sure, will be excited across the WHL to have it back after it was missed in 2020, and we really look forward to that. Dan McKenzie, thanks for being our guest. Appreciate this.
Thanks for having me on, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Edmonton Oil Kings have advanced to the Western Hockey League Championship Series for the Edschanout Cup. On home ice Friday night, Oil Kings capped a five-game series victory over the Winnipeg Ice. It was Andrew Peard in the final seconds.
Everyone to their feet here at Rogers Place, ready to salute the Edmonton Oil Kings as the countdown officially on at Rogers Place. One final shot into the glove of Kosa, and that will do it. The Edmonton Oil Kings emphatically say, we ain't going back to Winnipeg. We're going to the WHL final.
Oil Kings will now await the winner of the Western Conference Championship Series between the Seattle Thunderbirds and the Kamloops Blazers. And they are involved in a back-and-forth battle in the West, with the last two games of the series settled in overtime. We go back to Game 4 in Kent, Washington. Tom Boyning on the call.
Dion Lafati had given the T-Birds a lead back in the third. A goal waved off in front. The shot by Adam, and he will score!
Meanwhile, back to Kamloops, it was back to overtime in Game 5 of the series, tied 2-2. The call from Radio NL in Kamloops.
Here's a pass ahead. Kiefler, down low shot. Oh, just wide. Minton had a chance in overtime to end it. Either Miller's got a piece of it, or it was shot wide. Minton got it back. Wrap around. Loose puck. Scores! Scores! Dylan Kiefler!
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
It was Canadian Hockey League history when Chloe Primorano was selected by the Vancouver Giants in the 13th round of last week's WHL Prospects Draft. And she joins us on the line from North Vancouver for the WHL Radio Show. Chloe, just another ho-hum interview for you. I know we were talking off-air for a second. You've done quite a bit of these here so far. What's the week been like for you?
The week's been pretty crazy, just getting a lot of texts and calls, but it's been really good overall.
When Hockey Night in Canada came calling for you, what was your reaction?
I was just shocked, and I didn't really have much time to prepare, so I couldn't be too nervous, but it was crazy.
That's great. Well, you are, I guess, making waves and trailblazing for women's hockey right now. Do you feel like you're being a big trailblazer as the first ever woman skater selected in a CHL draft?
Yeah, I can just kind of be a role model for all those young girls playing hockey and just show them that they can do anything if they work hard for it.
Chloe, let's go back to draft day. It was the 13th round. I think you had an inkling. I saw somewhere where you thought you were thinking you would be drafted, but there were no guarantees here. It was the 13th round. Take us back to draft day. Were you paying attention to what was going on?
Yeah, my mom was driving me home from school, and I was just looking on the website, and then I just saw my name pop up, and I was just shocked.
The phone probably rang right after that. Who was on the other line?
Yeah, the Vancouver Giants GM, Barclay. He called me and he just wanted to congratulate me, and yeah.
I also think there was another one from the Giants organization that called you, wasn't there?
Yeah, Michael Bublé.
What was that conversation like?
He was just telling me how congratulating me and just telling me how he met the other owner for the Giants.
Chloe, what type of player are you? I know you're a defenseman, so you know you're a player that I've seen on video do some special things here. So describe to us what kind of a player you are.
Yeah, I'm a two-way defenseman. I can be offensive when I need to be and go up in the rush and score some goals. But when I need defensive and shut down, then I can do that as well.
Played at Burnaby Winter Club. What was that experience like? How long have you been there for?
I've been there for 2 years now, and it's really great. It's a really welcoming team and club, and it's just been really good. The development and coaching has also been really great there.
That's great. What do you think you'll need to do to make the jump to the Western Hockey League level, Chloe?
I need to keep working hard and training hard and just can't give up any day.
I've seen some videos of you training actually online from a few years ago. It might have been during the pandemic. You were stick handling on a skateboard through some different objects and things like that. What was that all about?
I was just trying to stay ready, because in COVID you didn't really know what was going to be ahead of you, and so just doing everything you could to stay ready.
When it comes to hockey players to look up to or model your game after, I'm interested in this, Chloe. Who do you look up to and want to be like?
I look up to Keith a lot. He's a really great player, and he just shows it in his game every night.
Once again, hey, congratulations on this historic draft day. And I know it's been busy. Your phone's been busy. You're trying to organize your time here with all these information interviews and things like that. So thanks for making time for WHL this week.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests. As we look forward to next week, we will preview the Ed Chynnout Cup Final. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.